love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative. Find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. I'm your host. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe right on your podcast app. And if you want to get the very best of Love Your Work, everything I've learned along the way in producing this show and that I've also discovered during my thousands of hours of research into history's greatest creators, all in a 2-minute read delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for my Love Mondays newsletter. That is an email that arrives in your inbox every Monday, as the name would imply. That newsletter is available at cadavy.net/Mondays. That's cadavy.net/Mondays. We live in a world rich with information, and algorithms help us find the things that fit us. Algorithms help us decide what books to buy, what music to listen to. They even help us decide who to date. But are algorithms always a good thing? If they aren't, how can you be anti-algorithm, so to speak? I talked about this concept a little bit with Tyler Cowen back on episode 155, and now I'm going to expand on it. Before we get to that, I want to thank you so much for the reviews on Apple Podcasts. A couple of them came in. Big Shoulder 66 says, I like David's interviews because it's obvious that he's learning along with us. He's using his creative muscles and trying to learn how to do that better, and it comes across in his interviews. I particularly loved the David Rock episode. So much knowledge there. Thank you so much for that. It's great to hear that it's coming through, that I am learning right along with you. I decided a while back that that was going to be my main focus in the show, to try to make it interesting for myself, to try to learn myself and not really worry about, you know, what's going to get me the most downloads, etc. So I'm glad that that is resonating with people. And I also love the David Rock episode. I mean, that one has actually gotten a lot of great feedback. So if you haven't heard that one, definitely go back and check that out. I had another review. It's a bunch of letters and characters and stuff. I guess on iTunes, there's, you know, a shortage of handles available. So you got to put a bunch of ampersands in there or something. This person says, this podcast is a vital resource for creatives, and says, this is helping me and encouraging me to find my own unique path while connecting with others. I was truly struggling at the beginning of this year until I found David's book and began listening to the podcast. Also, so yes, read the book and listen to the podcast. That is in all caps with a few exclamation points. So thank you so much for that review as well. And those are both 5-star reviews. So hey, that's good. If you can support the show financially, that is really deeply appreciated. But if not, you know, an Apple Podcast review really, really helps. By the way, this is another ad-free episode brought to you exclusively by our Patreon supporters. To join them, just go to patreon.com/cadavy. For just a coffee a month, you can get early access to uncut interviews weeks before they go live. By the way, at the $15 level, we have a new masterclass live on Patreon. It's a conversation from my pre-Love Your Work days with productivity expert Ari Mizell. Ari is the creator of the Less Doing System, and I took one of his courses and it had a really profound impact on shaping a lot of the things that go into my current systems of creative productivity. I've, of course, mixed things to work for myself and to work particularly for creativity, but this is a great masterclass. I just listened to it again and it really woke me up to a lot of the fundamentals that got me in the place that I'm at right now. So here's a clip.
To-do lists are filled with things that you can't do right now, because either they're too large of a project or you require somebody else to do something first. And the problem with that is that they distract you from the things that you do need to do or really can do right now. And what ends up happening is it creates something called cognitive dissonance. And all you see, all your mind sees, is everything you're not getting done.
Again, you can access that masterclass and others at patreon.com/cadavy. That is patreon.com/cadavy. Here is the article. Do one thing every day that an algorithm didn't choose for you. I love algorithms. They help me find directions, discover new music, or find a date. But are algorithms always a good thing? I grew up in a boring-ass cul-de-sac in Nebraska, pre-internet. So I love living in a world where there are countless options and ways to find the perfect option that works for me. But I can't help but wonder, how do algorithms work to our detriment? Algorithms choose what news stories we see, what music we listen to, and what people we become quote-unquote friends with. We're grateful to not live in a world where our only sources of information are three television channels and the local newspaper. But while algorithms help us follow our obscure interests and connect with others with those same interests, algorithms are also sorting us into increasingly divided groups. In the complacent class, economist Tyler Cowen, who has been on the podcast, argues that algorithms contribute to a culture of matching. We increasingly live in rich and poor neighborhoods. We increasingly live in areas that are conservative or liberal. The rich marry the rich, increasing inequality. Living by algorithms also kills your ability to think for yourself. Have you ever been in a party conversation that was merely a regurgitation of headlines people saw on their Facebook feeds? Ask a question about one of these articles, and you won't get an explanation. Instead, like a wet robot, the purveyor immediately concludes that you must disagree with them. Let the indignation and faction-approved name-calling begin. We've turned into the cab driver who has to enter each destination into Waze, obliviously driving in circles without ever realizing that we're lost. I propose this. Do one thing every day that an algorithm didn't choose for you. Like the famous Eleanor Roosevelt quote, that one thing might also happen to scare you. Don't worry, I'm not going to suggest that you go to bed with someone of the opposite political persuasion. Though, if you could stomach it, Anyway, start small. Here's some ideas. 1. Find a destination without entering it into an app. Be okay with getting lost for a while. Ask a human for directions. 2. Ask your home assistant to play some random music. Example, Alexa, play... Just mumble some nonsense. On Spotify. 3. Instead of letting Netflix tell you what to watch, go to a thrift store and buy a movie you've never heard of on DVD or VHS. You might have to buy something to play it on, too. 4. Instead of letting Amazon tell you what to read, go to a used bookstore, pick up a random book off of a random shelf, and read one random page. I dream that one day, algorithm-driven services will each have an anti-algorithm section. Twitter, people we think you don't want to follow. Facebook, news we figured you didn't want to see. Amazon, people who bought this book never buy these books. Netflix, movies we think you'll hate. OkCupid, we're pretty sure you'd never fuck these people. For now, the only way to escape algorithms is to be intentional about it. Do one thing every day that an algorithm didn't choose for you. So, what are you going to do today? Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Dorena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.